All right, after the closing jingle, got an you want to try that again? After the closing jingle, an
interview. Do you want to try it again? Why do you bring us into it? Do we want to? You want to try it again?
Why don't you tell everybody about Chris Young?
Chris Young will be on after the podcast.
And now, the Big D and Bubba Weekly Podcast.
Big D and Bubba, they have a show 5 days a week, but they don't get to say everything that's on their mind, so they have an extra one, and that's how we get the podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast. Big D and Bubba podcast.
And in honor of great songs,
some people.
I was thinking about that the other day. I cannot believe that they fixed that.
Yeah, it's crazy. If you don't know what we're talking about, during the halftime show, which, by the way, for those of you, I know this is Super Bowl talk a week later, but the halftime show was great. I thought Usher was awesome. I thought even Alicia Keys was awesome, except for the first note.
Some people.
Which she didn't like it, apparently, because they went back and on the NFL's official YouTube channel, they have the halftime show posted in its entirety, and they fixed the note. Mm-hmm. Like, it's completely perfect now.
Isn't that a situation where the cover-up's worse than the crime? It's like, so what that she missed a note, but now because they went and scrubbed it out, that has way more attention that it doesn't deserve.
I mean, the whole reason we brought it, we even noticed, is because Bubba brought it up the day on Monday.
Yeah, we were just talking about the halftime show, and I said, she messed up, and I went to the video to play it for Big D, who didn't see it, and it was perfect. I'm like, wait a minute. And then sure enough, Garrett found the video where it was unedited, and we were able to, you know, get this.
Then people got real big mad at us on our video about it.
Why?
Because, like, y'all could do better.
Oh, I can't do better. I'll tell you right now. Alicia Keys is amazing.
I know. Look, man, everybody's going to get big mad. So, because I was like, we weren't actually making fun of her. It was hole she cracked on a note, and then the NFL covered it up.
And if you actually listened to our show that the next day on that Monday, we talked about how awesome it was that it was live.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's for so many years, you get so many, like, if I'm not mistaken, most of the Dr. Dre stuff was all pre-taped the year before. Mm-hmm. And so it's,
oh, yeah, I think Rihanna was absolutely lip-syncing last year.
J-Lo, whenever it was J-Lo and Shakira, it was lip-synced. So, yeah, I loved that they were live. I love having that feel to it. That's why I love country concerts, because most country concerts are 100% live.
Well, that wasn't the only thing that people were upset about with us this week, as Garrett can fill in. It's ridiculous in that social media world from time to time.
What are people mad at now?
They're mad that trees are gray.
Yeah, and the sun's white.
Oh, right.
And that we shouldn't even have a podcast.
Oh, really? So what are we at right now on views on that the trees are gray thing? Because and it's interesting because I noticed on the Instagram thing, you ask and I say they're brown. But the way it's edited, it looks like I say it wrong. But then you're like, you were right. And I'm like, no, I said they were gray.
Yeah, I just did that to keep it within 1 minute, and it looked a little, came off a little funky.
Hasn't been bugging Bubba forever.
It does. It's bugging me. I'm like, it looks like I didn't know that trees are gray.
We were about to eclipse 500,000 views on Instagram. Boy.
In one day. Mm-hmm. Because people are
angry.
So how does that the algorithm work? Is it more when people start arguing?
Well, I mean, that helps, but I really do think that it's just an interesting thing that caught people's attention that they wanted to keep watching. Comments help, but just keeping someone's attention is really what bumps you up in that.
What about that one time when we insulted the entire nation of India with the movie theater thing?
That one was different because we got like 4,000 comments on that one, so we kind of...
How many comments does this one have?
This one's only got 700.
We can stoke it up more than that.
What color are trees in India?
Yeah. No, it was when we did the favorite
movie theater snacks.
Yeah.
And then we just alienated people all over the world. It was great.
Well, is that the one Bubba goes, and in India they eat crickets or something like that?
Something like
chicken feet or something.
Right. And people are like, well, we don't. I hate you. Why do you have a podcast, too?
We don't even know what that is.
We only eat chicken feet sometimes.
Yeah, the people in that show are inbred.
Oh, that was the most recent video.
What?
Yeah, they're claiming that this show is a bunch of inbreds.
Oh, nice. Cool.
Well, if you can't keep it in the pants, keep it in the
family. This is why when I see that we have something that starts popping, I immediately hide it. I don't want to see it. I don't want to read comments. I'm very afraid people are going to come and be mean to me. And I don't have that
No, you don't get it. I bet she doesn't get any of it. I bet it's all like, and she's beautiful.
No. Oh,
no, that's the text line. We get that all the time on the text line.
No, that's my big fear is like, I'm going to go in there and somebody's like, that girl fat. And I'm
Carson's
like,
my
and I'm
favorite.
Crying in the shower.
Tell her I love her platonically. Yeah, we get that.
Do you get are you still getting a lot of DMs from like guys just going, hey, and you're
yeah,
like,
I get it. And I hate to say that I just kind of just don't read them. I don't even mark them as read.
Oh.
So, yeah, even like right now I've got a guy, and this isn't even a rando. This is a dude that I went to college with. And I knew him and his girlfriend in college, and like they got married and they've got kids and whatever. And I ran into him like a couple of years ago at a show, and we're talking, we're catching up. Oh, it's great to see you, whatever. And I guess he's getting divorced. So then he started like, all up in the DMs about like first we should do a radio show together. Now I already do a radio show with guys that I like and have talked to in the last two decades.
They're inbred.
They're inbred, but yeah, but hey, we manage it. But then it's the like, you know, I'd love to take you out and stuff. I'm like, A, you're not divorced. B, I don't know you, and C, like I knew you with. You know, like when you know someone who's part of a couple?
Oh,
like
yeah.
I can't see you.
Oh, you didn't know him separately.
I don't know if he's a viable dating option. Like I'm just, and so he keeps like coming at me and I'm just like, unread, not going to open it.
What's up with the people thinking you're a catch? I don't know. It's weird.
That's true, too, like, though. You're right.
You're like, a part of this mess.
doing a show with you and your brothers.
We know they aren't singing to you. We know that for a fact.
Oh, yeah. That was we talked about the things that ick you or whatever it was. Like, you know, whenever you go out on a date with somebody or whatever. And that was Carson's, when guys sing to her.
I can kind of see that. I can see that.
Right, yeah. It's one thing when it's like a famous guy that gets paid to do that, but most guys.
But don't, dude.
Who have you had
personally? Do you want a chick singing to you, getting up on, right?
No.
See, you just icked.
Yeah,
you icked.
I don't even like whenever there's a singer in here, it could be anybody. It could be Jelly Roll. It could be the most beautiful person in the world. Carrie Underwood sitting right across from me. I try not to make eye contact because it's weird.
Same.
Because, I mean, we're only in the, you know, they're singing and we're in a room with like just a few people. And, you know, so they're performing and I'm like, don't sing to me.
Notice that you don't look at them.
Oh my gosh. If you are on, like me and Bubba on this side. That so Bubba's here like, oh yeah, I'm just working the board, like he's just doing anything, he's moving things that aren't even plugged in.
And
I'm just like I'm just like putting my mic out of the way, like, oh, and I'm looking over like Bubba's doing something real interesting that is not really? Akin at all to whoever is sitting here next to me singing.
I never knew that,
because I feel bad. I'm like, I'm sorry, I asked you to be a show pony. And so, you know,
well, yeah, that's why they're here. That's
right. I know
right.
It is, but it makes me awkward, so I just look away politely.
So I have the opposite. I purposely stare at them because I want them to feel like
they're connecting.
I'm paying attention.
Oh yeah, it's such a weird, awkward thing. Like, I don't know. It's just. I mean, I do. I'll catch one or two glances during the song, and I'll do a nod, like, "Yeah, all right, you're killing it," you know, whatever. But it's just, when it happens, I hate it.
And I don't look at them because I'm behind them. I just see the back of their head, so I'm like, "It doesn't matter to me."
I appreciate when they sing with their eyes closed because now you've taken all the pressure off me.
Do you guys think artists are? Have you ever talked to an artist about this?
Mm-mm.
No.
And asked them, like, "Hey, I mean, I think
please don't look at me."
I think it's part of their job. I don't think they're uncomfortable.
Now, wait a minute. Keith Urban was in here recently. You had to have been looking at Keith Urban.
Yeah, but he wasn't singing.
Oh, I forgot that he didn't sing. That's right. I forgot.
But if they sing and they're staring at, and I'm watching, I mean, it's weird. It to me, they're singing, and if I'm not watching them, it's like, hey, I'm doing this, and no one cares. So I want to make sure that I'm staring. I do.
So that's you showing appreciation. And we're grateful that you're here.
And what are y'all doing? You're just...
Bubba looks like he's doing really technical stuff.
What do you... Do you see it as an ick? Do you feel that it's you're making it uncomfortable? I don't...
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, right. I feel that it is... Then do they feel obligated to continue the eye contact? If they catch my eye? I don't know. It's a weird... Because I'm putting myself in their shoes, which I'm not, because I don't, I'm not a singer, and I could never do that. I don't like being in front of people that way. So I get it. It's part of their job, and they probably love it. They're probably like, it's fine. I'll play to a crowd of one or 100,000.
But they're used to making that eye contact, that connection with somebody. But it's different whenever that person paid money to come and see you, and you're looking at them, and you're going, okay, you're a fan. I'm looking at you, and I know it's special to you or whatever. When they're in here, we didn't pay money for them to, you know, come in. And like they, we make that connection. It's like, oh, wow, we just connected. That's weird.
See,
like,
I think I make it about me, that I'm putting myself in their situation, even though I don't have anything in common with what they're doing. But I'm like, oh, I wouldn't want people to look at me, so I won't look at them. So
you turn my phone up. Well, let's just ask. Let's ask an artist.
Oh, who are we calling?
And we'll just say,
okay,
we'll just straight up and see it. Because I don't think it's
as weird as we are making it.
I really don't. I don't think it's, I think they want you to look at them. I think he's on the road.
CB, leave a message.
Oh. Hey, man, it's D. I got a question for you. When you're in the studio singing, like at a radio studio, and the hosts look at you, do you feel awkward and you prefer that they don't look at you? Or do you prefer them to look at you kind of like they're engaged the entire time? Okay, thank you. We'll see. That's Clint Black.
Yeah, so I figured CB and with the voice.
Mm. But he'll come back with some snarky thing like,
don't look at me.
Yeah. I don't think it's.
Even like I've gone to shows before and I've been front row and I'm in front of an artist who I know. Right, that I, you know, have some sort of recognition and familiarity with.
Yeah.
And I didn't realize, oh my gosh, front row was this close and I was going to be up your nose. And so I spend the whole show not looking at him. So I just like look beyond him. So because I'm just like, oh God, this is like, I've made it even more awkward and intimate. Like I'm just.
Like anyone specific?
It happened a couple of times.
Okay.
That with our, like, I've been that close to Garth and I'm like, oh, I didn't realize they're going to put me right in front of him. And then I'm just like, I'm just going to watch Jimmy the whole time. How's Mike doing on drums? Or like, you know, a buddy of mine who plays guitar in a rock band. And I was in front of him at the front of the stage. And I'm like, oh, I didn't realize I'd be this close to Dave. I'm going to watch what's happening with everybody else on stage. And I said to him after, hey, sorry if that made you weird. And he was like, he goes, honestly, I looked down. I was like, oh, she really did buy good seats. And I was like, okay. So, like, they're fine with it. They're performers. It's what they do.
How is Mick when you get so close to like, the Stones?
Mick ain't looking at me. Mick's like, okay, where's the hottest chick in the recruit?
Oh, stop.
But that's the thing. It's me being awkward. And I know it's not them.
So. Some new news came out this week. Morgan Wallen is adding to the Broadway bar scene.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. That's huge. I think it's huge because, look, the tourism thing is great and it's wonderful. And do we know where it's going to be?
Like, yeah, it's right across from Ryman, 4th Avenue there.
Okay.
Corner.
My reaction is that character from Bob's Burgers.
Right across from the Ryman?
Mm-hmm.
On 4th?
Yeah. It's like fourth or fifth, but it's like the corner there.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah, I think it's on that side.
So they're kind of move. Okay, well, that's interesting. So it's not going to be on Broadway.
No, I was watching a video. Somebody was showing the location, and I still couldn't quite place it in my head exactly where it's at. But yeah, that's about.
But all the points that you brought up are valid.
Which ones?
About, hey, it's good because it's another bar down there and that and tourism and all that other stuff, except if you live there.
Yeah,
I don't live in the middle of that. So
well, but I'm just saying, you know, whatever.
I almost did because after the divorce, I was like, man, this is my one opportunity to where I could go and be in the middle of all that. And then I went look at a place, and all I heard was I was like, no, yeah, a lot of that, and I'm like, you know, I don't need this. I want to be able to have some downtime.
Yeah, see, that doesn't bother me. Like, I lived in New York, and so the street noise I actually liked because it's white noise. To me, it was more about the traffic of trying to get in and out of your building.
Could you imagine trying to get there, like, during, like, some
CMA
New Year's CMA Fest, right. When they shut all the roads
NFL
down.
Draft.
Yeah, the draft, right? Yeah.
Which they should come back and do again.
Super Bowl, all that stuff.
I mean, any given weekend. Honestly, I was downtown last night, and we were supposed to be going to... It's literally the name of the restaurant is Two Cross Streets, like Church and Union or something. And the guy drops us on Broadway, and he's like, oh, just walk that way. And I was like, oh, hey, I live here. This ain't it.
You did?
Yeah.
You called him out. What'd he do?
I did. I was like, they're tourists. I'm not. I'm like, no, it's literally in your map, and you're not following it. And he was like, oh, I mean, I just can't get up there. I go, I don't know. That says you have a left turn signal. Turn.
Oh, good for you.
I did. I was, because I'm like, really? You can, because this was a good, like, four blocks up a hill.
Oh,
and I said, this
yes,
is nowhere close, sir. And
good for you.
It also helps when you have other people with you. Because, like, if it had just been me in a car, I'd be like, okay. But now, like, I feel like, I got, like, backup. I'm going to puff up.
Have you seen those videos where guys will, where women will have a video that their guy records or somebody records, and they play it when they're in an Uber and they start, and they're alone at night or something, and they just play it, and it's the guy going, hello? And the girl starts going, hey, just letting you know I'm in the Uber, I'm heading home. Okay, what time do you think you're going to get back? Or you get here? Should be there in the next 15 minutes. Okay, cool. I'm going to be outside. I'll be waiting for you. Okay.
Share your location.
I saw one guy who didn't just film that video. He also provided a script as to what you should say back to him.
Oh, nice.
So that way it sounded like a genuine conversation. One of them was like, okay, I just got your location pin. I'll be tracking you. Like one of the things he said.
One.
It was really, I saved it.
Have you ever used one of those?
No, I haven't felt too much of a need to do it. Honestly, the worst Uber experience I ever had was a guy who figured out that I work with y'all, and then he turned up the radio real loud and started to sing. And he's like, you think I got a great voice, right?
Oh, no.
Well, he double.
And
he,
you, and
you
that
love
was
that.
Your thing you just talked about, how you didn't like
and
the guy
like,
singing.
And I was like, oh, dear.
Well, the guys would love this. Let me get him on the phone.
I mean, shoot your shot, but oh, boy.
Well, hey. Yeah, it's, you know. Anyway, I did see where, speaking of ride share things and all that, so they did, like, earning reports that have been coming out the last couple of weeks or so for different companies, U.S. companies. And Lyft was one of them. And they had put out a press release ahead of their call. They do a call with reporters and investors and that kind of thing to give them kind of run down what they had already sent out. Well, they sent out the wrong number.
Oh.
It was way higher than it should have been.
Oh.
And one of the reporters said, hey, I'm just seeing on your reports here that – Is that supposed to be 50? You mean? Did you mean 50? And the I don't know who it was. It was like let's see. Clint just says, "Hey, got your voicemail. I don't have any qualms about hosts looking at me, but when I walk into the studio, I prefer you avert your eyes." Goes without saying, I think. I told you he'd become something quirky.
He's so great.
Yeah.
He
did you mean like is 50 or something? And some woman comes on and she's like, actually, no, that was a typo. It was $1 billion typo.
Ooh, what?
Oh.
Don't make me say it.
You mean billion with a B?
With a B. Yeah. Yeah, I don't think she's.
You'll notice that.
There.
By the way, if you're watching or listening to the podcast right now, you'll notice that everywhere. People can't say it's a billion without saying with a B.
They just can't. It's impossible. It's somehow
the same thing.
Our,
just like the from on a scale of 1 to 10, with ten
being
the
highest. I collect those. It's some of my favorite things. It's also when someone goes to pet a dog and the dog starts kind of sniffing them. They always have to say it. Oh, you must smell my dog.
Yeah, I have a cat.
Impossible.
Zombie.
That's some great comedy timing.
Oh,
that
amazing.
Was so good. That was so good.
Oh,
that was well done.
Anything else?
That's dope.
No, I think that's pretty much
it. We
covered everything. Yeah, Chris Young coming up. For those of you who are watching on the podcast, you go to the audio version and go ahead and listen to that. We got that interview there. I also do want to mention this. If you are listening or watching this podcast, give us a rating. Give us like the best rating ever. On a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being the highest, give us a 10. We would really appreciate it because that's the kind of stuff that allows the
podcast
to grow.
Give five stars to those inbreds who got that podcast.
Yes, yeah, please.
That's basically what
please,
it is.
Please, because, you know, the people in India are going to shut us down.
I'm not going to say that.
We need you today. Yeah, definitely subscribe, like, share. Do the whole thing. If you're on social media, share the link and just say, hey.
Because we want to get to 1 billion followers.
1 billion with a... So go and do all that, and thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
This was the podcast, but now it's over. But that's okay.
Thank God
it's over.
You
listen to the regular show.
I got a banana.
On the radio every day. It was the podcast.
And it's over.
Hey, Chris Young, I'm Hotline. What's up, brother?
What's up, guys?
Not much. Anything new in your world?
Oh, you know, things and stuff and new music.
Things and stuff and new music. I love it. Listen, we're fans of it. I love it. You know, lemons and lemonade, I say. Is this the song? Didn't you do a video on this about the Young Love and Saturday Nights?
Yes. So we did a video for that, and we made it look like I was at the beach and I was in, like, a random area of Nashville.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was pretty funny. But, man, honestly, just getting that one out there was amazing. And now knowing that the record is going to be out there and everybody can actually hear all this stuff I've been working on.
I wish people could hear you.
Yeah, your voice is kind of going out on me there.
You're super, super low. I don't know what's going on.
There we go. That's good stuff.
There it is.
There it is. Wow, all right.
Okay, now you can hear
it. All right. When's the album come out? End of March?
Yeah, so it's towards the back end of March. It's the 22nd.
Okay. And now,
is that before or after St. Patrick's Day?
There's no way Chris knows when St. Patrick's Day is. Chris, when's St. Patrick's Day? I don't know. Hey, listen, I don't know either. I don't know.
March 17th.
It's better. There's so many songs on this album. I'm literally looking down at a page that I had them print off that has every songwriter listed and...
And we asked you that question.
You only got a couple of good writers on this thing. Ashley Gorley's on this. Good Lord, man. Plus you and Josh Thompson. Yeah. I love Josh Thompson. So much. I miss him as an artist.
Oh, dude, when he was coming up as an artist, we were, like, around each other all the time. And so I've known him for a really long time. Emily Wiseband, James McNair, David Bowie is listed as a writer.
Okay. Song, David so Bowie. All right.
It is a very, very Tyler Reeve, Johnny Clausen, Hardy. You know, there's
just dropping names all over the place.
Man, you should drop it all over the place.
You're going to leave them there.
I don't know. There's a lot of them, so it would be hard to pick them all up.
You know, one interesting thing, you ought to ask Josh about the time he was performing on our show and the fire alarms went off.
Oh, yeah.
So in the middle of the song, he kept going. We grabbed a microphone and just walked out of the studio, and he kept playing out like outside while we waited for the fire trucks to show up.
And the building burned down.
Wait, are you serious?
No, not. Except for the building burning down.
It was a false alarm.
It was a false alarm. Well, looking forward to the release of the album, Young Love and Saturday Nights. It's going to be out March 22nd, which is a few days past St. Patrick's Day, we have learned. And make sure you go and support the new album from Mr. Chris Young. And on the road as well. And he is going to be speaking at the Star Wars convention.
Woo!
Comic-Con, I think.
Andor's the best.
Did you know that?
I mean, come on. I did not know I was doing that. Mm-hmm. It'll be really fun to see, Mark Hamill and ask him about, you know, all the things that he's done over the years. And hopefully, you know what? I don't get falsely arrested before then.
There it is.
Free Chris Young!
There. Did you see our Free Chris Young? Did you please?
I did.
Good.
Hey, you don't think I'm not gonna make T-shirts? Come on,
dude. Those better be for sale at every show, and you better bring more than you realize because people are gonna buy those suckers.
Oh my God!
I love it. We love you, man. Have a good one, and we're glad you're safe and good, and
And everybody check out Young Love Saturday nights and just play it over and over and over and over.
Support our boy Chris Young. We love you, man.
I appreciate that. Right, and trust me, hey, thank you for having my back.
Always.
Always, brother. Chris Young, everyone.